Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. The flawed implementation of healthcare.gov continues to be a focus for House Republicans, with three committees holding hearings today on various aspects of the health law's rollout. Melissa Attias, a healthcare reporter for CQ Roll Call, attended one of those hearings and joins us now. Melissa, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You attended a House Energy and Commerce subcommittee hearing where Gary Cohen, who's in charge of the ACA's online exchanges, was the sole witness. Now, just weeks before those exchanges launched, Cohen told that same subcommittee that healthcare.gov, the health law's website, was ready to start enrolling consumers on October the 1st. As we know now, the site had a variety of problems. How did he explain that?
Cohen said he gave the best information he had at the time, but that the problems were way bigger than anyone had anticipated. And he talked about how he received regular briefings on the website and made sure that he got a thorough briefing before he actually testified before Congress in September, because it was so close to the start of open enrollment on October 1st, and he knew that question would be raised. He also said he heard a lot from Henry Chow, who is the Deputy Chief Information Officer at CMS. So basically, he admitted that he was wrong, but he said that was what he understood based on what he was told at the time.
Now, today, Gary Cohen made it clear that many of the site's problems have been remedied, but some still remain. What are those issues, and what are they doing to fix them?
Cohen said that issues related to financial management are still a big issue. He said that they still do not have full functionality for the automated payment system that they're building. And he said that there is no anticipated timeline for finishing that at this point. In the meantime, he said they're using a process based on insurers' records rather than those coming from the insurance exchanges. He also talked about how we still don't have data on who has actually paid for their plan, and we still don't know the number of enrollees in the exchanges who didn't have coverage before.
And he didn't, I think you said he gave no timeline, right, on when they're going to know all that information.
Right. He said there was no timeline for when the full functionality for the payment system would be in place.
He also talked about new efforts from the administration to increase enrollment and to do some advertising, especially geared to younger people. What are those advertising campaigns?
Right. The advertising campaigns came up at several points during today's hearing. He talked about these new television ads that were actually announced today with Magic Johnson and Alonzo Mourning. The administration said they know that young people respond to sports figures. He also talked about how they plan to do advertising during the Olympics and also use social media. And he mentioned how the administration and insurers were reticent to start with that advertising when the site was not working well, but it's picking up now that things have improved.
We talked a moment ago about that this wasn't the only hearing going on in the House on the ACA. What were the other committee hearings, and what did they focus on?
The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee also had a hearing this morning. It was focused on security concerns, and they heard from two chief information security officers from the Obama administration. This morning, the House Science-Based and Technology Committee had a hearing on the potential for stolen identities through the healthcare.gov website and spoke with cybersecurity experts.
In addition to the hearings, the House also approved legislation that would require weekly detailed reports on how many people had enrolled in the health law. And as we know, the administration does these now on a monthly basis. And from your watching all this, what do you think these hearings mean? What does the floor vote mean for future Republican interest in the Affordable Care Act, especially as we head into a midterm election?
Right. I think all these things show that Republicans aren't going to give up their attention on the health care law anytime soon. They're going to be continuing their oversight. And it was actually reported today also that House Speaker John Boehner said that Republicans may come forward with a replacement plan for the health care law this year. And Congressman Paul Ryan has also talked about how he's working on a replacement plan. So I expect to see all this attention from Republicans on the law continue.
So it sounds like we're going to be pretty busy.
Very busy.
Thanks so much for joining us, Melissa Attias of CQ Roll Call.
Thank you.